eGloating to me is great because you need to explicitly say upfront which data you want to return from the database and be it from one or more tables. Lazy loading allows you to, it's not forcing you to define that upfront, but you can pretty much access DB set, and at that time query would be dynamically generated and materialized and called to server, to database server, and then you will get some response. And there could be some entity that has some navigation properties, and then once you access those navigation properties, again, a query gets materialized, it gets generated, it gets sent to, or like a link query gets materialized, it gets converted to transact SQL, so transact SQL query gets generated, and then it's sent to a server, and then database server parses it and retrieves the data, or updates or inserts that deletes the data based on that, and then the result is sent back to the original caller that somehow responds. So a drawback of lazy loading can be that if you are not checking using some profiler or similar thing, what queries are being sent to database, you could be sending queries without even realizing it. And I've seen applications that were sending in one request thousands and thousands of queries without developers realize like what's happening, and then you have a performance issue and someone tells you, hey, can you optimize this and can you tell us what's slow, and suddenly you see thousands of queries. Now they can be super quick, they can be taking, I don't know, 10 milliseconds, but if the latency is 50 milliseconds times, let's say, 1,000 queries like that, then this thing will already take like 50 seconds, just like that. And very often you can cut this to, you know, one query that gets eGloated, everything will be loaded at once, and boom, out of, or instead of 50 seconds, you have just 200 milliseconds to retrieve data. Pretty good optimization.